Shlomo Bracha, we continue with our learning of Rav Nevenzahl Shlita, Rav Avigdor Nevenzahl, Chief Rabbi of the Old City, in his Sefer Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeha, all about Hanukkah. And in the beginning of the Sefer of Chidushim U'Biurim, as he's giving us the Menorah Zahav Tahor, telling us in some of his beautiful Divrei Torah in around Hanukkah, he asks a beautiful question, and as beautiful as the question is, it leads to a much more fundamental yisod that is really perfect for Hanukkah at large. He asks the question that Hanukkah and Purim are often, so often connected. So many of the things that happen on Hanukkah happen on Purim. So much of the nature of these two holidays are connected because those are two of our major holidays that are midrabanan. That didn't make it into Torah, but are still very much part of the Jewish year. And he contrasts the way that the Rambam describes Hanukkah versus the way he describes Purim. Because when it comes to Hanukkah, in Perek Beis of Megillah of Hanukkah, right, Rambam even puts together the halachos of Purim and of Hanukkah in his Mishnah Torah. But the Rambam, when he's describing Hilchos Hanukkah, he doesn't jump straight into the halachos. Instead, he introduces all the halachos with a description of the story of Hanukkah. He says, "Vayisheni kishemalchu Yavon gazu gezeres al Yisrael batzul datam." That the Yavon took over during the second Beis Hamikdash and he tried to destroy our dot, tried to destroy our religion, and gives a whole elaborate story and talks about how they trashed the temple, Rachmana Litzlan, and the Kohanim kind of took over, and that we fought against them. The Nesef of Hakshemen, he gives the whole elaborate story, and only then starts to tell us all the halakhos that we need to know about Hanukkah. And yet, when it comes to Purim, he just jumps right into the halakhos of Purim. He doesn't tell us anything about the Purim story. Why are we getting the story of Hanukkah and not the story of Purim? Now, the answer, I'll be honest, was not so incredible, so fantastic, but it leads to a much more beautiful yisod that I really appreciate, so I'll give a moment for us to think, like, why? What's the difference between the story of Purim and the story of Hanukkah that the Rambam elected to tell us the whole Hanukkah story, but didn't feel the need to tell us the Purim story? We'll give one more example of when the Rambam does this at the very end of our little chibur. We'll be done in just 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. But Rav Nevenzahl says so beautifully that if you take a look at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, the beginning of Shas, Gemara wonders, why does Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, when he's organizing all the Mishnayos, why does he put the halakos of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the evening Kriya Shema, first? Why not the morning ones? I can imagine the morning ones is the first thing I have to worry about when I wake up. And the Gemara responds that Tana Akrai Kai Kedisiv Kedisiv Vashakha Kav Kumecha, that the Tana based it, or Rav Yehuda Hanasi based it off the Psukim, and the Psukim say, Vashakha Uvkumecha. And Rashi says, "Bisham limin chovas akriya." That's where we learn the halachos, and the halachos follow the order of the Torah. And the Torah tells us that you say Kriya Shema when you go to bed at night, and then when you wake up in the morning. And so, seemingly, the going to bed at night, the arvis of nighttime, is when the Kriya Shema is most essential. And Rav Nevenzahl continues now on page Lamed Aleph in his Sefer. He says, "Mavur mizeh." What's clear from here is Shehatana li made bezos. Ki hamishna he rak perish the Torah shebuksav. That the Mishnah is really only a commentary on the written Torah. And in order to really learn the Mishnah properly, you have to have learned the Torah Shebuk Sav. You have to know the entirety of the Torah beforehand. And if that's the case, then someone who's learning Mishnah, someone who's learning Mishnah is obviously going to know Chumash beforehand. He's going to know the written Torah in advance. And so, once I've learned through the entire Torah, once I know the Shachar of Kamecha, once I know that Kriya Shema is this mitzvah that starts at night and then in the morning, then obviously when I'm learning Mishnayos, I'm going to start at night because that's what I took out from the Psukim. And for the Mishnayos, it is so obvious that why we do it any other way. And Nevenzahl continues and he says, V'kachi gam darcho shel Rambam. That's what the Rambam tells us. She reishis v'yech ladas es haTorah shebuksav, v'rak achar kach ladas es halachos. That first and foremost, we have to know what the Torah Shebuk Sav says, we have to know what Tanakh says, and only then afterward we're going to talk about the halachos. And so the Rambam calls his sefer Mishnah Torah. It's a repetition, it's an addition to the Torah, that after you've learned the Torah Shebuk Sav, now you're going to open up his sefer. And so now it makes perfect sense why the Rambam puts the halachos only after the story of Hanukkah, because if I'm learning the halachos of Hanukkah, I don't have a Torah Shebuk Sav to tell me the story of Hanukkah. I only have the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah Shebaal Peh that's found in this Mishnah Torah, for the Rambam to illustrate. When it comes to Megillah, that's not the case. Megillah, I already learned the 10 Prakim of the Megillah Sester. I know all about it, and that's not going to be a concern. I'm not without that story, but for the halachos of Hanukkah, I very much need to have the story laid out for me, because otherwise I may not actually know it. And what I might just add, not to say that I could add much to Rav Nevenzahl's Torah, but we see an illustration of this elsewhere Then the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he tells us the whole story about Avraham Avinu and Avraham, where he came from, and his whole journey of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of discovering monotheism. And we'll have to wonder, why is Rambam telling the story here? Well, plain and simply, because the whole process of how Avodah Zarah started, about Avraham's resistance to Avodah Zarah, none of that's in the Pesukim. And so if the Rambam assumes that I am learning Pesukim, and I know the Torah Shebek Tzav, I don't necessarily know this Medrash. And so as much as Medrashim in our lives, particularly our lives learning with Rashi, are almost like part of the storyline, the Rambam doesn't assume that we've learned any Midrashim. He only assumes we've learned Tanakh. And so when there's something lacking, some story that we're not aware of, by learning through the 24 books of Tanakh, then we're going to add on those stories in the Rambam in his few lections to tell stories. And as much as Chanukah is a holiday of Torah Shiva Baal Peh, it's a holiday we're supposed to celebrate and trying our very best to learn as much Torah Shiva Baal Peh as possible. That there's so much Gemara talking about, well, not so much talking about Chanukah, but so much of Chanukah is really only found in the Gemara. Still, that's not to discount the value and the importance of Torah Shiva Ksav. Actually, on Chanukah, the assumption is that we've already, we've already engaged in a substantial manner with the Torah Shiva Ksav, with the written Torah. And that's what the Rambam is getting at in the way that he structures his halakos.